with regards to DAG itself, since HB40 and the resumption of drilling, how do you feel about, do you feel like DAG has lost anything since then, in terms of people becoming disillusioned with the movement, or thinking that they need to take another approach? Have you encountered any of that in your experience with DAG, or is it?
I certainly haven't heard anybody telling us that. I certainly have heard people say, you're awfully quiet lately, and then to which we say, well, you should keep up with city council, because we do go to meetings,
right.
And probably we should. I would like to see us do something a bit more public.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I were in charge of it, I would have had a public meeting. I would have sent out an email blast to people about what was coming to that meeting on the 17th, and then I would have had a public meeting, and then at the meeting, but.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't sure. We were also asking them to postpone it, so we weren't sure about the timing, and we certainly weren't in control of it.
Right. Has fracking? You mentioned early on at the start of the interview about discovering that there were fracking sites. There's fracking sites not far from where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed any impact of fracking on your own health? Considering the number of people who had very obvious, asthma effects and stuff like that.
No, I can't say that it has seriously affected me. I'm that I know about.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't have any respiratory issues.
Okay.
And. Nothing's. I've never been a frack site. Near a frack site when it leaked.
Fair enough.
Yes.
All right. What do you? We're doing this. So we're doing this project for the sake of future historians and also just anybody who might be interested in this moment in Denton history. What do you see going forward? And if, obviously, you've touched on these themes a bit already. But what do you see going forward with this issue? And what do you want people to take away from this experience?
Going forward with the issue of fracking, or social influence, or what?
I would say going the issue of it could be a number of things. Maybe just with environmental issues generally related to fracking, or also going forward with community activism and applied democracy.
Well, I hope in terms of the community activism that we are held up as some example of a, for me, still a successful attempt to mobilize the public around collective action to protect health and prevent illness. I'm trying to think if I can come up with some other examples. You might be aware right now that we have, I think, pretty close to 1,700 people in Denton County who are homeless. And I know there's a lot going on around trying to improve that situation, because I'm on a number of committees. But on none of their committees has anybody ever said, I know, let's educate the public and let's have it, let's get this on a county referendum, and let's go to the commissioner's court, and let's find out how many people in Denton, in the city of Denton, right? So there's a lot of talk, and there have been some changes at the city and the county level, both in the area of hunger and in the area of homelessness, but nowhere is anybody mobilizing. Whereas in Toronto, there's a public health nurse named Kathy Crow who's just leading this whole movement to end homelessness. Well, the reason I know about this is because she was doing this 20 years ago. So she has this, and a number of my students worked with her and are still involved in the homelessness thing. So it's interesting, you know, we got all that mobilized in a short period of time. And so then there are all these people working in this other area that aren't mobilizing, and where they have mobilized, they haven't been able to have much of an impact. One obvious difference is in the area of homelessness or poverty or lack of access. People, I think most people still, I shouldn't say most, there's, because I don't know, but there's still an element of a belief that, well, if they just go get a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas in our area of interest, of environmental stuff, there's none of that. It becomes very clear that people are victims of something.
Mm-hmm.
So the same strategies don't work for different issues. And you've got to figure out if your strategy will work for your issue, which is not an easy one. So I would like it to be known that we were the right people in the right place at the right time. And we were able to do that mobilization. And I would hope that that would go down in somebody's history book. And that if we could do it then, don't be deterred. You can probably do it again for some other kind of threat to the environment.
Any other thoughts you want to add?
Well, when the Denton Record Chronicle reporter interviewed us for the series that she did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know her because she goes to a lot of the meetings, and the poor woman had to come to all of our public meetings. How she can do her work is beyond me. She and I were walking back to the room where she was going to do the interview. I said, and you know, Peggy, this was just so much fun. She stopped and turned around and looked at me, and she said, you were the first person I've talked to who called it fun. I said, well, but it was, you know. It was energizing, it was exciting, it was intellectually challenging that we could actually come together and make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And help people.